Now, to a very disturbing story here in France. It's dominating the French press today. This is a Moroccan man suspected of raping and murdering a Philippine, a 19-year-old student. Dipti's been looking through the papers to tell us more about it, Dipti.
Well, there's a lot of shock and horror in the French papers today. That young woman, Philippine, was raped and murdered, and her body was found in the Bois de Boulogne forest in western Paris. the suspect, a 22-year-old Moroccan man, was already found guilty in the past of rape and was ordered to leave France and failed to respect the conditions of house arrest. Furthermore, he was arrested in Switzerland and will now be extradited. How is this even possible? That's what Le Parisien Aujourd'hui en France asks today. The paper, like many of the papers, calling on tougher judicial and penal, calling for a tougher judicial and penal system. You have L'Opinion, which is another right-wing paper here, in its editorial today, saying that France is guilty and responsible for her death. Le Figaro, also another paper from the right here, obviously focusing on it on its front page today here, and it evokes what it calls the failures or the shortcomings of the French state, accusing the government of an inert administration and heavy bureaucracy.
I'm going to ask a long question now, because hopefully you can have a little cough and recover. He is the first sitting New York mayor, mentioned this in the news. He's been indicted on federal charges. Eric Adams is facing allegations of corruption, isn't he, Dipti?
He is indeed, Stuart. The retired police captain became mayor just after the pandemic. And when he did, he vowed to really bring what he called swagger back to New York City. He was on paper a success story, growing up underprivileged, rising through the ranks of the New York police. But he has been addled now by claims of corruption and cronyism. The federal corruption investigation will ascertain, notably, whether he pressured officials in the fire department to approve a new high-rise consulate building for the Turkish government, despite security concerns. In exchange, he allegedly accepted flights and upgrades on the state-owned Turkish Airlines company. The New York Post, in its coverage of it, here noting that he's also the first sitting mayor of New York City to be indicted in a federal probe. And they also focus on his reaction. He says that the investigation is, quote, persecution, because he had spoken out earlier against the about the migrant crisis. Now, what he refers to is that since 2022, New York has accepted something like 216,000 migrants who were bused from Texas to New York City. A year ago, Eric Adams spoke out about this, saying that the migrant crisis would destroy his city. And he says those comments have led to this situation today with this federal investigation.
Now to a glamorous ball. Now, it has been inspired by Netflix's Bridgerton. I'm sure you know that series. It's turned out, though, to be anything, hasn't it, Dipti, but regal.
That's right. In fact, it's turned out to be quite the opposite of regal, Stuart. The Guardian calls it the awful Bridgerton ball that charged fans $1,000 to watch a pole dancer and eat Kit Kat. and that's pretty much what happened. A venue in Detroit last weekend was promising this Bridgerton-themed ball with tickets going between $250 and $1,000. And the whole idea was to have giveaways and prizes and people to dress up and pretend that they were in the Netflix TV series. But instead of that regal night, some guests ended up sitting on the floor, eating Kit Kats and watching the sole entertainment for the evening, which was a pole dancer in the middle of this room. Some people said that it looked like it had been decorated at Poundland, which I guess is a British reference to a cheap store or kind of a $2 store. The disaster has been compared to the ill-fated Fyre Festival some years ago, and more recently the Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow that left some children in tears. To quote The Guardian, it seems that we are cursed by an innate failure to learn from our mistakes.
Exactly, that's so true. I can't quite imagine pole dancers in Bridgerton, but there you go, I've never seen the series.
Why not?
Why not, I suppose. Finally from Dipti, what is in a kiss? A picture of the British Prime Minister and his wife sharing a kiss has prompted the Daily Telegraph to analyse body language, not just in kisses, but in political kisses here.
That's right, particularly in political kisses. It's a very interesting article here. So Keir Starmer, the British Prime Minister, was speaking yesterday at the Labour Party conference. Now, the speech included a gaffe in which he called hostages of Gaza sausages. Now, if that wasn't awkward enough, he then ended his speech with, you know, by embracing his wife, Victoria. Now, kissing a partner for politicians is usually very easy PR work. It's, you know, a moment to show off your softer side. It should be natural. But their kiss, as you see here, at least for the Telegraph, was, I quote, like a penguin testing a new source of food. So that's quite brutal. you also have Donald Trump, certainly not somebody who's very familiar with awkward kisses, because his style is to sort of lunge or go in or lean in. And usually it's more miss than kiss for Donald Trump. When he lunges in for a lip kiss, usually Melania Trump turns the other cheek, literally. You also have former Prime Minister Theresa May, British Prime Minister Theresa May here with her partner. The Telegraph says the image here suggests that they are less power couple and more we just want a weekend in Tuscany, which I think is quite harsh as well. Here you have... you have Tony Blair, perhaps the winner in this. If this was a contest, I would say the Blairs are the winner, because they say they are refreshingly relaxed and affectionate. Look at how she grabs his face. So much politics in just a kiss, Stuart.
It must be difficult. Can you imagine if all the cameras are on you and you're feeling a little bit nervous and your other half comes to give you a kiss? Would be slightly awkward. But
I think they need to practice it
beforehand. Yeah, they need to practice it beforehand. But then again, if you practice it, you get even more awkward.
It seems a bit too rehearsed.
Ditty, thanks a lot.